on this Monday. Let's check now the weather forecast. Mark Russo is with us. He's with Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, tell me about the weather forecast. I'd like to see, as we get through the end of winter and into spring, a change in the cast to something a bit warmer.
As you can tell, I'm kind of chuckling and probably getting some angry feedback on account of that. Fortunately, I wish I had better news for you, Todd. While temperatures, at least over the next couple of days now, will be a bit more seasonal here during these last few days of official winter, but unfortunately, it does look like a colder-than-normal pattern will return, especially by the end of this week, and that looks to continue through all of next week. In fact, starting, again, late this week and basically through the end of the month, it looks like a colder-than-normal pattern here sets up again across the middle of the country, and for that matter, the eastern parts of the country as well. Mm-hmm. So with that, we'll be below normal temperatures. And, again, this starts more so the latter part of this week.
No warm-up in soil temps for planting season. How are we doing in Texas and in the Delta and the far south at this point?
Well, across the Delta and the southeast, they've been getting significant rainfall, and that's been one of your wetter areas here of late. So from a soil moisture standpoint, as we start the planting activities across the deep south, they're actually in pretty good shape. Area, though, that is lacking precip is portions of western Texas and then portions of western Oklahoma into southwestern Kansas. And that does include the Plains, Hard Red, Winter Wheat Belt. Those areas have seen below normal precip not only recently but over much of the winter, and those are the areas where soil moisture reserves are low.
We should be in the midst of full-bore harvest in large parts of South America. How are their progress looking for the next week?
Yeah, overall, not too bad across areas of Brazil and Argentina. Argentina now is turning drier following some heavy rainfall this past weekend, so that will improve harvest progress there. We do see a resurgence of rainfall in areas of Mato Grosso down into southeastern Brazil during the final 7 days of the month, which will likely cause some disruptions in harvest progress, but we do see improvement into the early part of April. So any disruptions look pretty minor in nature.
Any other growing regions across the planet we need to be keeping tabs on at the moment?
Yeah, Indonesia, Malaysia has been very dry during the past couple of months and beginning to see concern for their palm crop. Does look like the pattern is changing, at least through the remainder of March. It looks like a pattern that will feature more kind of typical or seasonal rainfall totals across Indonesia, Malaysia. So that is helping to improve soil moisture for their palm production.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
That's Mark Russo. He's with Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can always find it in about, 15, 20 minutes or so up on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.